I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The city of Colorado Springs is working on regulations for short-term home rentals listed through sites like Airbnb and VRBO. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Burnell reports, the City Planning Commission will take up the issue at its regular meeting tomorrow morning.
City planners have been working on an ordinance for more than a year. As proposed, it would require Airbnb and VRBO hosts to get a permit from the city. Assistant City Planning Director Megan Harrington says people will need to prove that they have liability insurance, they're paying sales tax, and that there's a local contact on file for the property. It'll also give the city more information to study short-term rentals.
How do we know the impact of these? How many are there? Once there's a permit requirement, we start to create a list, and we do know what the impact is and where these are located.
The ordinance doesn't cap the number of new rentals or require that owners live in the homes they rent out, as some other cities do. Harrington estimates there are between 12 and 1,400 short-term rentals currently on the market in Colorado Springs. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A call center in Colorado Springs is closing, costing 410 employees their jobs. New Jersey-based Conduent sent a notice of the closing to the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment last Friday. Conduent also laid off 350 employees from the center in 2016. The decision to close the Colorado Springs operation is part of a company restructuring. It's the third major call center to close in the Colorado Springs area since December. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.